Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Tuesday, April 15th, income tax deadline day. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, Stephanie Susan Smith, Hunt County Master Gardener. Birthdays, the original Renaissance man, Leonardo da Vinci, the painter of The Last Supper and the Mona Lisa, from the Biography Channel.
Leonardo da Vinci was born on April 15th, 1452, in Vinci, Italy.
Leonardo da Vinci was a true Renaissance man. He's well known as a great artist, but in fact, he also made great contributions to foundations of science.
He engaged in projects like designs to reroute rivers, urban planning, the creation of pedestrian streets in the centers of cities, all designed to cut down on the chaos of life around him.
On this day in history, quite a fateful day, April 15th, 1947, Jackie Robinson breaks the color barrier to become the first black player in the major leagues. From the 2013 movie, 42.
You want a player who doesn't have the guts to fight back?
No, I want a player who's got the guts not to fight back.
You give me a uniform. You give me a number on my back. I'll give you the guts.
On this day in 1912, the sinking of the great ship Titanic. From the History Channel.
April 14th, 1912, 11:40 p.m. She strikes the iceberg. By 2:15 a.m., it's the beginning of the end. The bow pulls down. The stern rises. Funnels collapse.
1 year ago today, the Boston Marathon bombing. Number one on the charts this day in 1951, a pioneer of the electric guitar, Les Paul, and his wife Mary Ford, and How High the Moon.
Somewhere there's music.
What a fantastic sound. On the KETR events calendar, a distinguished visitor on the A&M Commerce campus today, Ambassador Suk Boom Park, Consul General of the Republic of Korea, will discuss the future of U.S.-Korean relations in room 109 of the McDowell Administration Building. This is from 2:30 to 3:30 p.m. today. Korean Ambassador Suk Boom Park speaking at A&M Commerce. For more information, see events at ketr.org. Our thought for the day on this April 15th is from Snoopy, actually cartoonist Charles Schultz. Dear IRS, I am writing to you to cancel my subscription. Please remove my name from your mailing list. Our guest in the cafe this morning is Dr. Stephanie Susan Smith, Master Gardener of Hunt County. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great, and thanks for asking. Well, first of all, I want to talk to you about that title of Master Gardener. You're not the only Master Gardener.
No, there's actually 38 Master Gardeners and 8 interns in Hunt County.
So this is something you qualify for, is that right?
Yes, sir. We take classes for 11 weeks, six-hour classes for 11 weeks. So we have 66 hours of classwork, and then we're required to give back 50 hours of volunteer time the first year and at least 12 hours after that, and take at least 6 hours of continuing education each year thereafter. Mm-hmm. Most of us give around 100 to 150 hours a year, though.
So you're doing programs with groups and helping people learn how to garden better, I suppose.
Yes, we have several programs a year, and we help people garden. And then, for instance, if you call into the extension office with a question, I'm the one that usually calls you back and answers it.
Is that right? Well, good. Well, here we are in April. And I guess we're certainly not too early, but also not too late to get a vegetable garden going now.
No, it's a little late for the spring stuff, the cold weather stuff like lettuce and the coal crops, but it's just about right for things like green beans, tomatoes, peppers, things like warm weather.
And let's talk about that. What are, and you've already named them, but specifically the ones that you've just named are tend to be good vegetables to grow in Northeast Texas.
They grow real well in Northeast Texas. Cantaloupe, watermelon, cucumbers, squash. You know, the infamous zucchini squash. If you plant one plant, you hide all of it in your neighbor's car because you have so much.
Yeah. Those are also the ones that grow well also tend to be the easiest ones to grow.
Yes, the spring vegetables can be a little temperamental, but the summer vegetables tend to be the easiest to grow for people.
We're talking with Stephanie Susan Smith, who is a master gardener here in Hunt County. And you go through the Extension office in Greenville if you're interested in becoming a master gardener. Is that right?
Yes, sir. We have classes every 2 years, and you put in an application, and we interview you, and we have 10 slots to fill. And it's, I think, $175 for the class. And then, as I said, you have to give back 50 hours of volunteer work mm-hmm. that first year.
Mm-hmm. Now, you were telling me about your own garden, and it's not very large. And it's interesting that you don't have to have necessarily a very large space to do some pretty significant gardening.
No, I have a 4x8 garden. It's a raised bed because I have that old blackland clay. And I actually practice intensive gardening and succession plant, which is as soon as something is finished, I pull it and put another thing in there. So I can actually grow pretty much a full garden spring and summer just in that little plot.
That's a tiny space, really, 4x8. And I think most people think, well, I have to have half an acre or something in order to do this. But that's not so.
No, in fact, people have had somewhat substantial gardens in pots on their patio if they live in an apartment or something. You mm-hmm. can grow tomatoes that way and peppers and lettuce. If you get a bush cucumber, you can grow it that way. And squash will grow pretty much anywhere.
Are tomatoes the most popular crop that people grow in this area?
Tomatoes seem to be the most popular crop. We get more requests for information on tomatoes than we do any other crop.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned the blackland soil, and blackland soil is legendary as rich soil, but there's also aspects of it that make it difficult to garden in.
Well, it's clay-based, and it can be it can retain water, so you have to mix in organic matter, which is compost, is what we recommend.
You've given me a list of some events coming up, and without going into those one by one, is there a website or a place that where someone can go if they want to look at some events that you all have going on, some gardening events?
We have a website called huntcountymastergardeners.org. And it's not hard to remember, and we have a list of events on that website.
So we're going to make a link to that event when we put this on the KETR.org website, and we will also call attention to some of these events that are coming up in April and May that are going on, and we hope that some people come your way and want to learn more about gardening.
Well, we hope so, too. We enjoy teaching it to people, and so anybody that comes is welcome.
Stephanie, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
All right, thank you.
Dr. Stephanie Susan Smith, Master Gardener here in Hunt County, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, I'm the tax man. Yeah, I'm the tax man.